Mm-hmm.
Okay, 7 o'clock. It's December 3rd. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and tonight is our public hearing on the town budget. So we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We all set? Nobody's on?
No, there's two people.
There are two people?
Yeah.
Three, two?
Richard Snow, Tyler.
I can't read.
Petrovich.
Maybe more will add on.
Petrovanovich.
Okay, just wave at me if they want to speak. Okay, we're going to start with the minutes. Excuse me. The minutes from the November 18th meeting. Any changes or corrections?
This was the last meeting, right?
This was the meeting before that.
No, this is the 18th.
Oh, then we didn't approve that, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't approve them. I just have one thing.
So you should have me down there as absent.
You weren't in the meeting in the 18th.
Correct.
Stephanie's minutes, right?
Yes, I don't have you on the list.
That's correct, you're not on.
Yeah, you're not on the list.
But usually somebody's noted as being absent.
Oh, okay.
We always have done that.
We have.
Okay, and the...
So, okay.
You can just, in the first paragraph, I mentioned, it says Lynn mentioned a correction needed in the third page's second paragraph regarding the Smith family. So...
What about the Smith family?
Lynn also mentioned here, the third page, the Smith family.
Maybe it was just the spelling of this Smith, I don't know what that is.
Smith building?
No, it might have been the spelling.
I think it was the spelling.
Just the spelling?
Yeah.
Of the Smith building?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm thinking Smith family. Okay. Any other changes or corrections? How'd you like going, do it from the AI?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I
it's a lot.
And I don't like the fact that it just says the speaker, and I was like, I don't. Okay.
Yeah. Because we always keep forgetting to say our name. So I'm going to remind everybody again, before you speak, even though we know who you are, please say your name, because the artificial intelligence, it does our minutes, and it doesn't know who you are. So when it prints up the minutes, it says the speaker or the individual, and even when you go back and listen to the tape, sometimes I couldn't recognize the voices. So
you did the minutes from last meeting?
Yeah.
Everybody said their name at that meeting.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
No, it didn't
come across in any of the minutes, though.
None of the names
came
through. But we were all really good, including the school board.
So I was wondering about that,
because
I wasn't there.
Everybody was great.
Yeah. And it didn't come through.
No. We had a time downloading that. We had an old recorder that we actually had to take our one recorder and turn it on and put it in a quiet room.
Are you kidding?
So the quality probably was...
And there were a lot of times where, like, it was mishearing things.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, work out what we were actually saying.
So maybe tonight will be better.
So you got
the recorder on?
To the tape again?
I didn't.
We'll
see if you guys approve the minutes. No, it's a lot of just the speaker side.
Is the recorder, is it on?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay. All right, but we're still on the 18th. Any other changes or corrections on the 18th? Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
I will second.
And Susan seconds. All in favor?
I abstain.
Unanimous, and Brenda abstains. Okay. So then, don't forget, you have to say that they're approved, and then you can either send them to me and I'll send them to the webmaster, or you can send them straight to the webmaster.
Webmaster must have a email address online, on the site?
It's webmaster, it's Town of Canada, or just send them to me and I'll just forward them to her. Okay, now, the minutes of the November 25th meeting. Any changes or corrections here?
All right, so we don't know who these speakers are.
That's weird. No.
Because everybody said their names.
Yeah. That's okay.
And again, I'm curious to see if it does better tonight. There were definitely some, it didn't translate as well as I thought it would.
Yeah.
It took me the longest time to work out. We were talking about encumbrances and not conferences.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve as written.
Brenda makes a motion to approve it. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Susan seconds. Sue seconds. All in favor? And I abstain.
I'll abstain as well.
I wasn't there. Josh and
no, no, wait.
You were there.
I was there. It's the other one I didn't see. Multitasking, I apologize. No, I vote in favor.
Okay, I'm going to abstain because I know I wasn't there. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, I think we're going to go, let me just tell you what my dilemma is here. We haven't discussed the warrant articles yet. Okay, so the public hearing, I think people should have the opportunity to comment on our votes on the warrant articles in addition to the budget. So if we go through and we don't like warrant article number 12, since it's a public hearing, I think people should have the opportunity to comment. So we can do the warrant articles first, or we can do the budget first. We can have the public hearing, and then I can close it, and then we can do the budget, and then we can open it again and do the warrant articles. How do you want to do this? We'll have the public hearing on the town budget first, all the public comment, I think, and then I'll close it, we'll vote, and then I'm going to open up the public hearing again, I think, when we discuss
the warrant
articles, because
if the committee, budget committee has questions on these, how can they vote?
Oh, you think they might have questions?
I haven't read them.
I don't know, we just got them, or they just got them.
Okay, well,
it's up to them.
We don't have to vote. We can vote at the supplemental meeting. We can discuss them tonight and then vote at the supplemental meeting if you want to do it that way.
We can read them tonight?
And yeah, we can read them, and if there's any that we not ready to vote on, we can vote. I mean, some of them we see every year. I don't think we'll have trouble voting because it's the same we see every year. But if we do have, if we can wait and do that at the supplemental meeting. How's that sound?
Great.
Yep.
Okay? You want to do it that way? Okay. All right. So I'm going to open up the public hearing on the town budget. So let me just start by saying we got an updated budget tonight. So I wish I had a whiteboard here. Let me just give you some numbers. Okay. Now, is this the new selectman's proposed budget here?
This is the new.
Okay.
It's different than the warrant article.
Yes, it is. Different than the warrant article.
No, here we go.
No, it's it's different. That's the old number on the warrant article.
Yes.
So the new selectman's proposed budget is $453,372. Okay?
So Article 2 is not correct.
That's correct. When we get to
this first article too. Yeah.
When we talk about it, we're going to put our number in there because we're going to vote on our number, not on the selectman's number, unless they're the same thing.
That number it is different. I apologize.
No, that's fine. We'll change it to whatever we vote on.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now the default budget is $4,044,354, okay, which is about $200,000 less. And then the budget committee proposed budget is $4,166,059.
$4,166,059.
Okay. So, does anybody have any comments or that they would like to speak to the budget?
I have a question.
Carla.
The number that you just gave us, what you're saying is the budget committee's number?
Yeah, we voted when our last, not our last meeting, but the last meeting that we discussed
that's
it.
That's the 3% over last year.
Right. We voted on a number, and that's that $4,166,059.
So it's 5 million.
It's 5%. It's 5%. It's not 3. Mm.
Five. It's a 5% increase.
I propose 5% 3.
5% over last year.
Over last year's budget. Mm-hmm. And last year's budget, in case you're wondering, is 3 million, wait, let me write that. 3,967,675. $675.
Okay. Liz, what was the default budget? Because it's not on here.
4,044,354. So it's 4,044,354.
So Brenda Coughlin, so that from last year's budget to the default budget, that's a $76,679 increase.
I didn't do that math.
I just did it.
Okay.
So that's the difference between last year's budget and the default recommended budget.
Well, that's the default. Default.
Yeah, it's not recommended.
So that is consisting of what?
So we had the the retirement for the police department. That was like a 40-something thousand. So there was a negative of 6,000 because we were down to elections, so that was a reduction, so we put that in there.
Oh, wait, excuse me, Andrea. That. I think she's asking about the default budget. You're talking about this budget that you've made changes to.
No, this is the default budget that I submitted to the DRA today.
Oh, the one you submitted to DRA. Oh, so we don't have that. We're not looking at that.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I thought we were taking a shortfall from 1 year.
I wanted to know what the difference was for that increase.
The difference
is... Yeah, what is it?
It's 76,000.
Between what we're proposing and what
we... Yeah, it is 76,679. What brought that up from last year to the default?
Okay, it's the insurance.
Okay, the insurance, mm-hmm. Retirement. So it was
wages.
Yeah, so I won election this year, so that went down. The towel rental went up. That's a contract with, I believe it's Lendary, with the fire department. Contractual work, which is 419. This is for the library. We did that. We added that in because that is a contract that they've had year after year with the same roofer. So we had that in there. Insurance premium increases were up. Position was eliminated for ACO. That was reduced. New Hampshire retirement and the waste management contract with the.
Those were the contractual increases. Okay.
What is the library?
What's that?
What's the library?
It's just the contractual. They hire the same gentleman year after year
to do what?
Process. To replace the sections of the roof.
Of the what? That.
Smith.
The Smith building.
Oh, the Smith building. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, and he, that's contractual already?
But I'm confused. If it, she proposed to finish.
She's got it in her budget.
Right. It's in her budget. So then how can it be in the default?
Oh, we can take it out. I know we tangled over that one. We discussed that one. That one can be.
You got the money to do the last slate section.
I'm sorry. I can't, ask me again. What's the question?
Do you use the same gentleman year after year?
For the library roof. For the roof.
What about the roof?
The question is that in your budget this year?
Yeah.
It is. So it doesn't go in the default.
It does not go on the default.
And that's like 15,000.
It's a different amount of money.
Yeah.
Right. How much is that?
21,000.
Right.
Is it 21 for the last phase?
In here. Let me just find that.
Because she's done a different amount each year. So right. That,
And this is the last year.
Yeah.
It was only $5,000, so I'll resubmit this to the IRA tomorrow.
I thought it was more.
Andrea, the question I had was the police retirement.
Yes.
Now, I know there is a percentage increase in what they charge us.
Yeah.
But is that based on our payroll, our police payroll?
No, it's by the state since that increase.
No, but I mean the amount. So let's say it's 12%. It's more than that, but is that 12% of our current payroll?
No, I'll have to ask.
The reason I'm asking is because we're contractually obligated to pay that.
Yes, we are.
But if we have a substantial increase in our payroll, which we do, how does that come out in the default budget? You see what I mean?
Yes.
So the default budget is last year's police payroll, but then...
You can't add this year's.
I don't know how you would do that. Would you take this year's percentage and apply it to last year's payroll?
What did they do on the form when you put that number in there? On the default?
It was, let's see, that was a high number. It was 29%.
That's
39%?
Right. No, 39,
so,
I'm sorry, 30%.
Yeah, 30%.
But are the police wages contracted?
So
no.
Okay.
It was an increase of $29,000, which is what we have for that. That line went up significantly. It was a $29,000 increase.
So did you base it on having the seven officers that he liked? Or are the ones that we have currently?
What we are paying now.
Okay. Well, so if you look at this budget, it shows $151,000 for retirement. And that went up to 180.
I'm sorry, what are you on?
I'm sorry, on page 5.
And what?
On the retirement.
Okay, got it, thank you.
So last year was 151,000 and this year it's 180.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
Yeah, it was, and I think she was...
But then the wages went from...
The wages do include the offices that he would like. I will say that. So that could be for the... Because you're going to have to pay... Whatever he has, you have to pay retirement, too.
But we're talking about the default budget.
Which
so,
doesn't include
so
that.
See, in the default budget, you have to use last year's wages.
Yep.
So would you also have to use this year's percentage on last year's wages?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Instead of using the 180,000. That was my question.
I
don't think so.
Well, I think we have to do it correctly. So, you know, if nobody knows for sure, I just think we have to be sure. Kim, I thought I said Kim probably knows.
Yeah, Kim
but I wasn't, that, I wasn't sure. Okay, now... Remember, we're on public comment now, so we can ask our questions, but mostly we're here for the public comment first.
Exactly.
Okay, any more public comment? Yes, Carla.
Is this a good time for me to ask for the adjustment that I want?
You can ask for your adjustment at this time.
I can't find it on the sheet.
Okay.
Trustees is a trust fund, and I'd like to increase whatever the total is by $250.
Well, let's
under town officers. Yellow line.
Okay. Do you want me to refresh your memory about why I need $250?
Yes, I'd like you to, but let's just find the line, Carla, before you.
Tell me if you can find it. I couldn't.
It's under which?
Yellow highlights.
Offices expense.
Oh, okay. It's on page 8.
It's 8.
And the highlight.
You can barely see the highlight. So the trustees have $3,550 there. Okay, so Carla, would you like to reiterate what the problem is with the...
Yes, it's a note from the Attorney General where we have to list all of the dead people that are getting perpetual care. So we know how many there are. There are 420. But in addition to listing them, we have to list what their initial investment was. Of course, some of these start, you know, in the late 1800s. And then we have to compute. We have to take the amount of interest that the Perpetual Care Fund earned and divide it up amongst all of those people based on the amount of money that they initially invested. So we've got the list. It was updated in 2013. We can't find any other updates from them. So we're going to use the 2013 data and bring it all forward. We believe that if we get involved with the auditors, that they will be able to build us an Excel spreadsheet, also develop a formula for us so that every year we can just click the formula and it will automatically put all of the earned interest in the right place for the right people. But we're not capable of building the formula or the spreadsheet. So what we're proposing to do is take the $550 that we would use to go to lectures or whatever, add $250 to that, and hope that that's enough so that we can hire the auditors to do this work for us. Does all of that make sense?
Yeah.
What auditors?
The town auditors.
Plots.
Oh, the company we have.
Yes.
Audit us. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's just $250 additional.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So it's 800 total.
Pardon me?
800 total? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So change,
one,
so
yeah,
change the
line.
55.
And the
550 to 800.
It's an optimistic figure.
I know. But I mean, how do you, we'll do most of the work.
I know you.
We'll do most of the work. We just aren't capable of writing the formula.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we can do all of the work, give them sheets of paper. And actually, I think we're going to be able to give it to them on a disk rather so that they don't have to sit and
sift
enter,
through it. Yeah.
You know,
that would be helpful. Good.
Okay.
I would like to thank you for making the effort to take something from your budget to kind of compensate for that. Thank you.
It's okay.
Okay, any other comments or questions on the budget? If there's none. Oh, is there somebody raising their hand?
Is anybody up there? I can't see them.
No?
How can you tell when they have their hand up?
They should. See? That could be kept in the corner.
Yeah,
so let's see if their hands up.
No, nobody's got their hand up? Okay. All right. If there's no more questions, then I'm going to close the public hearing, and we'll discuss the budget and see if we want to make any changes or corrections or anything.
I have one quick question.
Yes. Wait. Kevin Coughlin.
Langford Road. Just in the police line item, the wage of $330K.
Wait. We've got to find it.
Okay.
I was wondering how many officers
that budget for. We talked about this.
We talked about that. Was seven?
I can't remember, sorry.
Seven total.
Seven?
Yeah, seven.
Seven total.
So we're funding for seven, but we have how many now?
Five.
Five officers. Does that include part-time?
Yes. No.
They're per diems.
Yeah, we have per diems. We have Mike, Rick, Starn Santuccio, Josh McAllister. I think we have one more. There's four. And then we have Isabella full time. We just hired another full timer. We've got Chad, we've got Ryan, who's lieutenant. Who am I forgetting?
So they on the road cops or are they academy cops?
Those ones, we have three.
One of the academy.
On the, yeah, we have three on the road now.
Well, one prepared for the academy.
Yeah, one will be going to the academy.
So they're on the payroll already.
You are missing a part-timer and I can't think of his name.
I know.
So the last meet.
Her name.
There's five part-timers.
He needs to say his name.
Yeah.
You gotta say your name, Patrick.
Two officers.
Patrick.
Name.
I'm nameless.
Anonymous?
Anonymous contributor.
It's Pat Moran.
Yeah, so five part-timers. And chief lieutenant, two other full-time.
Right, Isabella.
She's one of the full-time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, then they hired the gentleman.
Right.
If you have a question, when we close the public hearing, then you can ask all your questions. Okay, does that answer your question, Kevin?
No, I shouldn't have come late, I'm sorry. But, I'm just trying to understand, it's been such a ebb and flow of law enforcement here, trying to get officers to stay. And the academy is such a, are they in the academy? Or are they scheduled for the academy? Like, are like when, do you know?
The one that is just recently hired is scheduled to go in the academy as soon as there's a slot open. That may be in January or it may be in May.
I just didn't, I was unaware of how the payroll works.
Well, we pay them.
So they stay on, like, they still, so
even
he has to go in
May. They can't ride solo, that's
gonna
all.
He's going to be, like, yeah, he'll be in field training.
So it's FTO,
yeah.
Right along.
Until he gets, yeah.
Without a firearm or anything, because they can't.
Yeah, that's basically for him, yeah.
And the hours that he puts in now will go towards his total hours of what he needs to do at post-academy.
Okay.
So it all balances out.
Okay. Okay, Brian, you have a...
No. Oh, you got that.
It's all...
Okay. Anonymous guy got it.
Okay.
Also,
all right. Okay. Any other questions before I close the public hearing? Okay. So we're going to close the public hearing, and now we can look at our budget and come up with what we want to recommend. Now, remember, we still have a supplemental hearing. So if there's new information or something changes, we can always... change at the supplemental hearing. One thing that I think we have to remember is that the supplemental hearing is in January. Mm-hmm. So that's after the town closes out their year and lists all their encumbrances. So if anything is encumbered that's in the 2025 budget, at that point we'll have the opportunity to take it out. If it's something that was in here and then they encumbered it and purchased it with the 2024 money, we'll have the opportunity to take a look at that again. Okay?
And Susan Young, encumbrances are December 9th.
The 16th.
The 16th?
Yeah. We're gonna swap.
We did, okay.
Yeah. So it'll be the first and the third this month instead of the second and the fourth.
Oh, but we don't have a...
Okay, now, do the Budget Committee have any other questions?
I think it's well known in the committee that I am struggling with the police department's increase. We talked about this the last time. I am not in support of a 16.5% increase. There's specific items down here that I'm still lost at. I'm still lost at the amount of employees that are... You know, we talk about part-time, but we also know the two of those offices are per diem. And because they're on retirement, they can only work a certain amount of money. So that really shouldn't be considered an employee. They're per diem. So
we have to budget for it, right?
Yeah, we still have to budget for it.
So we're budgeting for seven positions. And the last meeting that we had was clarified that we have a chief, we have a female officer, we have a lieutenant. And we have two cadets that are going into...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the sergeant, the chief, lieutenant, and two full-timers.
Pat, you want to...
Is it closed or is
so
it...
So it's not a total of 7. Pat Moran, 425 North Road. It's not a total of 7. It's a total of 5 part-time, 7 full-time. It's not a total of 7.
How does that... Well,
right. It's the other way around.
Yeah. But we don't have 7 full-time right now.
Correct.
Right. But we're budgeting for 7 full-time.
Okay, so help me understand that. It's still like my...
Which part don't you understand?
How many officers do you have right now hired on staff?
Full-time. We have 4.
4, and we have one is in the pipeline. Who? Remember, he gave us a list.
Yes.
May I ask you, Pat, who are the 4 officers that are right now drawing salaries off of or wages
there
off of?
There is the chief, there's mm-hmm. the lieutenant, there's Isabella Schaefer, mm-hmm. and the newest hire that just started, Corey.
And he's going to go to maybe January or maybe May.
Correct.
The school.
It all depends on what opens up.
Okay. Does his salary change once he goes to the academy?
His salary will change when he becomes a full-time officer.
And is that in the budget? But he's not being paid at that rate now.
The chief has done his budget adequately.
Okay, but I'm asking for clarification, so maybe he should have been here.
Everything's budgeted for what he needs.
He's hired at a certain rate. He is hired to be competitive. But there's
to start.
28. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 28. And then they get sign-on bonuses. So
okay.
We do a sign-on bonus for the newer cadets. It's $3,000 every year for 5 years. So that's what he'll get. He won't get
so,
when he comes back from the academy, he'll still make that same amount.
Okay, and what's his commitment? By us putting him through?
5 years.
He has to stay for 5 years?
He doesn't have to.
Yeah,
if he doesn't stay, he doesn't
get
full sign-on bonus. If he leaves after 2 years, he only gets
$10,000 instead
of $15,000. $15,000.
And instead of $15,000.
And what do we pay for the academy?
We don't. That is funded through speeding tickets.
Oh, good.
We pay the hourly wage while he's at the academy.
Okay. So now we have 4 officers that you've accounted for. So help me understand how you got to 7.
By hiring 3 more eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's nothing, that's just a wish list that we can hope to get to 7.
Correct.
With a police shortage in the country.
We're building from ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take time.
We were fully staffed. What did we have?
We've never had seven.
Right.
Ever.
So realistic budgeting
with
7 in a budget
okay.
that
we're all right, we're going to vote, but we understand how you feel, and I think as long as you understand the way things are, we have to move on. I mean, you could vote any way you want.
I think the discussion is healthy too, Lynn.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but I think we don't want to spend all night on the police budget. I mean, on the police, that one police line. So do you understand now what we have? That was your question.
Let it go.
I'm just asking, do you understand what we have? If you don't, then
was
let's clarify.
Was my question answered? Yes, we have 4 officers.
We have 4 and we have 5 part-timers.
Yes. 4 full-time, 5 part-time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't clear.
But is
we'll
it
move
clear
on,
now?
Lynn.
No, is it clear now?
No, it's not clear. I asked how many, I asked for, they have 4 full-time employees.
Right.
And I asked, how do they get to 2? Patrick said they want to get to 7.
Yeah, they plan to hire more.
So where are the 4 part-timers in that mix?
We have 5 part-timers.
There's 5 part-timers.
Mm-hmm.
It's
He's
not
done.
A total of 7 employees. It's a total of 12.
Can
5 part-time, which can vary anywhere from 8 hours to 32 hours a week, depending on what their availability is. Most of these part-timers have a full-time job. So it's pretty hard for them to commit to more than one shift a week. But they're able, right now, they're supplementing that one shift a week to make it so that we're not paying Auburn a detail rate to have coverage within the town.
When did we stop
so they
paying
are
Auburn?
Employed.
When did we stop paying Auburn?
A month ago?
Yeah.
No, we're not paying any outsiders right now.
I don't believe so because there's state police covering
state police
at night.
And they don't charge?
No. I mean, they do. We pay it in our taxes.
Special police officer wages, may I ask, what is that?
Special police officer is the part-timers.
It is?
That's always been called that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
they don't call it part-time wages.
So the four part-timers that we have is in there? The five part-timers are in under special police officer wages.
They're only pulling 35 grand? That can't be right. That can't be right.
And what is in overtime?
Well, let's go with the special police.
Yep.
We should budget for overtime.
Okay, wait, I'll wait.
What is the overtime?
40 grand.
We're still trying to understand the special police officer.
So the part-time line is small because, like I said, most of these guys have a full-time job that they do, and they're just pulling one shift a week, if that. They're not committed to working any certain number of hours per week.
All five of them?
The budget for that is pretty low because they've never really, you're not paying one guy for 30 hours a week.
So all five part-time officers are doing one shift a week?
Some are doing more if they're available for more.
And some are less.
So if I do the math in my head.
But our two retired officers are only available to work, it's not broken, I believe they changed it so it's not broken down into hours. They can make a certain amount per year.
Yeah, I know.
And one of them doesn't really want to reach that level, where another, one week he may want to work a few shifts, and another week he may not want to work at all. So it's pretty hard to judge that.
The thing is, Pat, Susan Young, the thing is, Patrick, the amount is $35,000 for the whole year.
Okay.
That there's no way if we have a couple of part-timers who are making $32, $35 an hour, that amount covers the part-timers. Mm-hmm. It can't.
It's too low.
So what's happening? Where's
it's
the
probably
rest?
Been that for the past few years, honestly. Because we haven't had a part-timer.
But we have five now, right? We have five now. This is next year's budget. There's no way it can be $35,000. It can't be. At $35 an hour, it just, for five officers, I mean, they don't all get that.
He doesn't want to use them for full, I think he just wants them to cover that he needs them. I don't think he wants them. He wants full-time officers.
That would be awesome. So that would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think he needs them as little as possible. That's what he wants to do, so.
So I see a chief's wages line. I see full-time wages officers that went from 337 to 428. Am I to assume that those are the seven offices separate from him, or is he number seven?
No,
because his wages are separate.
Okay, so he wants seven offices in addition to him?
He's one of the seven.
Okay, so he wants six offices. So six offices that are going to be $428,000 is what he's estimating. And we have $35,800 for the part-time per diems, whatever you want to call those five offices. And what is overtime of $40,000?
Oh, they do overtime.
Anytime they work over 40 hours. Yeah.
It doesn't factor that into their wage line. They factor that, they break that out separately.
Because until we have a full staff, they're going to work overtime.
Yeah. Patrick, is the goal of the Brenda Coughlin, is the goal of the police to have 24-hour coverage so
that's
the state
goal.
Police will disappear?
Correct.
And we'll have our own employees at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now, state police, they're short 72 troopers. So they're spread pretty thin. We could get a call for a domestic, and that trooper is in Dover, and then has a 45-minute response time to get here. So we don't want that. We want 24/7.
I think I'm in agreement with you that the ideal world is to have police coverage 24/7 in our town.
And we will have.
Realistically, we haven't for years. And realistically,
we have.
When was the last time we were fully staffed?
We had 24/7.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was short staffed, and people got
overtime. Overworked. And,
right. So you spend $20,000 in overtime. We're budgeting $40,000.
there hasn't been anybody to work overtime.
Right, right.
They can't work overtime.
Doesn't mean you still have to budget it.
Well, you budget from actual, yep.
Well, all these, and you want to hire more, so you have to budget for that.
Yep.
Bill?
Question, Bill Safi. Out of the full-time wages, if you did not hire two more officers, how much money would we be saving?
Good point.
So I did the divide by six, and it was 70 grand per, if six officers.
It's more than that with the retirement, much more than that, and the insurance.
The salary line.
Yeah, but insurance, retirement, FICA, much more than that.
70 each?
It's probably about $100,000 each by the time you're done with benefits and things like that.
Safety's not one thing I like to skimp on, for sure.
I know, but.
I'm sorry, if my husband was beating me up at midnight and I needed a police officer, I'd want one. I'm just saying.
Like the old chief told me when I first came here, you have a problem, take care of it yourself, because we're not going to be there on time.
That's why we're trying to rebuild a new apartment.
I agree, but I just, the increase of the overall budget, if you got to find cuts.
See, but if you don't spend it, then it goes back to the town to offset the tax rate anyway, so.
It's not going to offset, it's going to keep the tax rate at existing level.
Yeah.
Okay, any more questions? No. Okay, now, let me just. Oh, right.
This gentleman's got a question.
Mark Hewitt, 41 Chester Turnpike. I asked if it was okay for me to speak.
I said to ask.
So is it okay if I speak on this?
Yes, it's a public hearing.
Well.
Yes.
Yes.
I've closed the public hearing, but I will let you speak.
I realize what he's saying, it is a cost-effective thing. I'm retired from Manchester. When I retired, I went to New Boston. I worked there for almost 2 years. State police would cover on the midnight shift. It was horrendous. The response time was brutal. The safety of the town did go down very quick. Eventually, we were able to hire more people. If you pay the police, they'll stay, and you'll get the coverage to cover all these shifts. It's really tough. Yeah, you've got part-timers filling in, but it's tough. They're only here a day or two a week. I happen to have been part-time, but I was working at the time. I could only work 32 hours a week. But that was considered full-time for me, so I could still collect my retirement. I just feel that you should try to get a full police department, because the safety of this town, the response time, if they're coming from Dover and you got a real bad situation going, it's only going to get worse. Just a little input for that, that's all.
It's just the overall picture of the school budget and the town budget. It's such a large increase overall that, I mean, what do you want to do? Have retired people and seniors move out of town? I mean, I know it's a balance. And
I'm a senior. I'm retired. I'm on a fixed budget.
I am too.
It's tough. I came here mainly to find out about the tax increase, but I'm leaving that because I think this is the important thing.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Let's go. I closed the public hearing, so.
That's fine.
Just so you understand. Yes, sir.
Hi, Mark. How are you? How you doing? Sue Young. Sue Price.
I remember.
I know you do. I think you're going to find that the general consensus here isn't going to be a specific, we'll cut the police and we'll cut this and that. I think the feeling was more a percent. So then it'll be up to the selectmen or the departments to make the choice. So it might turn out okay anyway. Okay?
Okay. Does anybody else have any comments on the budget? Yes.
Because my tax bill over the past couple of years, I mean, like, it hasn't gone up that much. I
don't announce that to everybody, Stephanie.
No, it's not. My house value is the same. I pay the same tax rate everybody else does, and I haven't.
Mine keeps going up.
Well, no.
Mine's gone up every year.
Mine is too.
like 500.
It's okay.
Wait a few weeks.
Like, yeah. Even a bit. When you look at the economy and inflation and how much the cost of things go up, it kind of is like, well, yeah. I mean, but it's not been a horrendous.
Right.
We put $300,000 in the budget 2 years ago for the ambulance. Anybody say anything? Did anybody have to move out of town? Like, I don't know. I just... We kind of are ensuing panic, I feel, because of the new evaluations, and we don't even know.
We don't know what the tax rate is.
We don't even know what our tax rate's going to be. Because it's like the town's not all of a sudden, because everybody's house has been evaluated higher, we're not going to collect extra money.
Brenda Coughlin, I don't think that we're ensuing panic. I think that we're doing what our role is to do, is
absolutely.
To make sure that we do due diligence at making sure that there isn't an 8% from the town, an 8% from the budget, I mean, from the school board, $1 million in warrant articles. We have to look at the whole picture.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't think it's panic. I think it's
but
what
it's
we're
always,
doing.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Retired people, it goes up every year. Well, yeah, everything goes up every
and
year.
Young
like,
families, too.
And what happens, like, the past couple of years, like, what do you pay for gas now? What do you pay for groceries now? Like, everything costs more, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of like, when you look at COLA and raises and increases, like, I look for frivolous spending. Like, what's frivolous in here? I don't know. I don't think, to me, police is not.
But you're making my point. The
frivolous.
Seniors and retired people mm-hmm. don't get an increase in their pay.
Social Security goes up with the cost of living.
2%, not 8%.
It doesn't go up with
inflation. No, I'm saying
rate.
With the cost
yeah.
of living.
But like when you were working, did you get an annual increase?
Yeah. Yeah. I work for the state of Massachusetts.
So you
they throw
pretty
money
good.
At you like it's
yeah.
free.
That's why everybody's moving up here.
I guess more of just a thought rather than, I don't know.
This is Josh.
The Josh Reed, thank you. I'm writing the notes.
You'll know it's you.
just a thought I had is, you know, when we're talking about numbers and stuff, I think what's helpful, maybe not for today's conversation, but in the future to understand, like, you know, when we have things like police coverage 24/7, it is a good thing. It makes sense. However, at the same time, like when I buy my insurance on my house, it makes sense to have all the right coverages, but I don't live in flood zones. I don't have flood insurance, right? So do we realistically need to have 24/7 coverage? I don't know, but that's a good question. What's the analytics say? What's the metrics say? What's the number of calls that happen? What's the incident rate that happens? I don't know, and I'm sure that there's some good data on that. I'm not saying that's going to affect my decision tonight, but I think that's the kind of deeper dive information that would probably be helpful with understanding some of these dollars and cents that we're talking about.
Just a quick point of not living in a flood zone and not having flood insurance. Nobody in North Carolina was in a flood zone either.
But
and look where they are. So take that into consideration.
Sure, in an extreme one-off situation, sure. But
extreme one-off
situation. I can use another example that just proves my point another way, and we can debate that all night.
I'm just saying, those one-offs really do change people's lives.
Okay, all right. So if nobody else has anything they want to talk about our budget, I just want to throw out a proposal. And this is, I looked at this budget all day. So some of the things that concern me are like the fire department wage increase. That's not going to be in the default budget. And it's not contractual. It's just something that we have to pay for. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was asking about the police department, the increase in the retirement. That's just something we have to pay for. So what I did, and I'm not telling you this is anything that I just tried a little experiment here. And now the number on this page is not the number on the budget that we got tonight. It's the number on the previous budget.
So the fire wages,
yeah,
we are mandated by the state or federal to pay it. Like,
state.
Yeah.
So how is that not a default item?
Because we don't have a contractual agreement with the police, with the firemen. Okay, it's not like the teachers who have a contract. Okay, we were paying them incorrectly, but I don't think that, That's not in the default budget, the extra that we have to pay to comply with the law.
But if it's in our budget 1 year, then the next year
yes,
will be?
That, okay. Yeah, if it's in our budget this year, then next year we're fine.
Okay.
Okay. So if you take the top line is wrong because that's the old number. So if you take the top line, you can change that to 4,253,372.
That's not the default budget either, because it needs to be redone.
Yeah, it needs to be redone.
Well, that's the default budget I got today. So these are the figures I had as of this afternoon. Okay, I just want to show
make
you
an example.
The way I do this. So the default budget is last year's plus the contractual increases. So that takes care of stuff like the insurances and the stuff that went up that we have no control over. So if we take the default and we add increase in the cost of living, to me that sounds somewhat reasonable because it's last year's budget. We're taking out we're adding in the stuff that we have to pay. And so I said, okay, let's say we need a cost of living raise for the default budget. So I added in 3%. I realize it's 2.5, but I added in 3% to be generous. Which takes the default budget plus the 3% comes to 4,165, whatever that number is. Then I added the increase in the fire department wages that is not in the default, but we're required to pay. Mm-hmm. That's just over $40,000 increase. So that came up to 4,205,739, okay? Which is not that far off from what we voted on, 4,166,095. The difference in those two numbers is about 10 cents on the tax rate. It's an increase, but it's about 10 cents. Okay? So I looked at the budget.
How do we know what the tax rate is? Did you take the total town assessment?
We just estimated but based on the old assessment. Because it's not going to be 10 cents. It'll be 12 cents or 8 cents or 13 cents. But it comes to around 10 cents. But I don't know the exact number. So I looked at the selectman's budget, and I looked at, as I mentioned before, the items that were in there that could be taken out of capital reserve funds, but they're still in the operating budget. So I took those things out. I took out animal control because the police chief says he doesn't need an ACO department anymore. I took $30,000 out of the ambulance because they have over $100,000 in their revolving fund, and $30,000 for operating expenses I don't think is unreasonable. And I came up with 4,202,113, which is very close to 4,205,739. So that's...
But the Smith building, you took up $15,000?
Because they have two different funds that they can take the money out of for their project this year. I realize Carla had a big objection to that, but that's the reason I took it, because they have those two different funds. They can draw the interest on the bird fund, and then they have the other capital reserve
but
fund.
But so can speak still about do that?
No, not right now. You can speak about it later, but not right now. Mm-hmm. I know you want to put the walkway in, and they don't want to put off the construction of the walkway, but I'm looking at next year's budget and the 8% increase, so I'm trying to get that down. So this is what I came up with as a compromise. Now, you folks may not be interested in any kind of compromise, and I understand that completely. But I just trying to look at the budget the selectmen have and the proposal that we made, that's what I came up with.
So the default is 4,044,350.
Not yet. She's going to revise that.
Yeah, but
that's what
she
it is.
She said 5 grand. I mean,
that's what it is
grand,
right
yeah,
now.
Grand.
That's what it is right now.
Lynn?
Yes.
But the retirement.
Bill Safi. So then if you take the additional $31,723 that the selectmen cut, it would bring you down to $4,170,390.
Say it again.
Okay. So
that wasn't in the default budget. You started with the default budget.
I started with the default budget. But on the bottom, the proposed cuts, well, but see, some of the cuts are already in there. Okay, some of the cuts that I'm proposing, they're already in there. Because I didn't have this budget. So I don't think it would be that much. I'm just telling you, I'm just saying those numbers are pretty close.
So like solid waste, Susan Young, solid waste, equipment, and glass disposal.
That's what Chuck told us. When Chuck was here, he said
to take that out?
He said 5,000.
We could.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. He said that the sweeper could come out of the capital reserve fund,
mm-hmm.
and
yes,
then
4,
he
000,
could reduce
yeah.
the glass disposal
okay.
by $1,000. And that was for the 5,000.
Because I thought the intent was not to tell the different departments what they could and couldn't do.
We're not telling anybody.
You're just giving an idea.
We're not telling. I'm just saying I think this is possible.
But we have to make recommendations.
No, we don't have to.
I thought we did by law. We needed to make the recommendations where we think the cut should be.
We have to give them the bottom line.
Yeah,
but we don't have
okay.
to make recommendations.
I thought we were criticized for not doing that.
We
before.
Were criticized for not doing it, but we're not by law required to
well,
do that.
Well, here she's just
good
her general
know.
Idea,
and
the selectmen might say, no, we'll take
they
it
They can
from
change
here.
It, yep.
Yeah, this is just... Mm-hmm. Like I said, I looked at it and I said, well, we could do this, we could do this, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to see how close the numbers came, and they came pretty close. So that's just an alternative way of looking at it.
And
this
you took
awesome.
Nothing from the police
this
department.
This is great.
No, I took nothing.
Well,
I was,
I've lost
That's why I had the question about the police retirement,
mm-hmm.
because we do have to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it did go up. So if you look at the... where I put the increase in the fire department wages, there should be another line in there, the increase in the police retirement, that increases that number, but I don't know what that is, because I don't know.
Yeah.
And who gets that to us? Because we need to know that. Andrea?
I'll just check with, yeah, I can check on
check with Kim and see how that's figured in the default budget, because I don't know.
With all due respect, to me, it's very hard to make a decision when we don't have accurate numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It
yes.
just seems, and I'm not criticizing anybody or anything, it just seems by this time, we're in December, we need to have accurate numbers. I don't know if the reval pushed us back. We've never been this late with a reval before. It's only this year.
What
so,
numbers are you referring to then?
All of these. We don't have the prop. We don't have the default.
That is the default. This is the general default. Like what
okay.
the number you have, give or take a few $1,000, that's your default number.
Well, 5,000 for the roof. You can take that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have several things, but when I say accurate.
What else?
Well,
whatever numbers.
So there's that 5,000 in default, the police retirement
yep, we
that we're unsure of. What else are we unsure of?
That was the only thing.
Okay.
But
how was that money determined? That's what we had a question on.
If the police retirement was figured off of our wish list or off of our actual, is that?
Yeah, because it is a contractual obligation, but is it contractual based on last year's wages or this year's wages? That was my only question.
I mean, if you look at the form, it has the numbers from last year in the column, and then it says the 2025 default budget. It says 2025 on it.
Where
I'm assuming it's for 2025, correct?
Where is it?
What are you talking about?
Are we talking about the default budget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have it.
The default budget is this column was last year's numbers.
Yeah.
And then we put the increases.
We don't have that. We don't have it. We don't have it.
We don't have
like,
that.
But like,
so
the school will take numbers from last year and remove out like, oh, we bought a
yeah
and the town does that
for
too.
The floor we
yeah,
take
we
that
do,
out
yeah
because
yeah.
it's like a one-time purchase
yeah so
thank you for doing all this one. this is
great yeah
good idea.
I mean it's
it's a starting point
mm-hmm. yeah
I'm just trying to
I know
come up with something
work.
That makes everybody unhappy.
Exactly.
You're achieving that.
And no, if you
no
think about it, no, see, I was thinking about this today. You will never make everybody happy.
Right.
So if everybody's unhappy, then you've compromised.
You've done your job.
I just want to make the voters happy. That's all.
Well, we can't
that
do that either.
Well, it does.
It's
it
does matter.
They show us at the March. They show us if they're happy or not.
So, and I also think that it's important to not have too much of a difference between the budget and the default budget, because then you're more likely to get the default budget. And as we talked about
last time, that
could be a real problem with the fire department if we get the default budget.
Last year, the difference between the budget and the default was $330,000. This year, it's about $200,000.
But it's interesting with the school.
Same with the school, it's
$250,000. With the school last year, they came to the deliberative session and they raised the budget back up,
mm-hmm.
and then they got their default budget.
Yeah, because Jason didn't state what the increase was for.
Can
I ask what number, were you looking for like fund balance numbers, or were you looking for numbers like that, or not necessarily? When we're talking about the numbers and the numbers you just presented, or you said you just...
Oh, no, this is just...
She probably would like a copy.
Do you have a copy of that? I don't have a copy.
No.
It's okay, I can help.
Do you have an extra?
Okay. Yeah, I have an extra.
We have
no, this is just the selectman's requested budget, which is wrong because I was going by what was... Here, this is an extra.
Thank you.
And the default and our proposal. So those are... So does anybody want to change our vote from the last time, or do we want to go to the supplemental hearing with the same mm-hmm. amount? I want to at least add, if we're not going to change it, can we at least put Carla's $250 back in there? No?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Or do you want to change it? What's the consensus? Do we have a motion?
What, to put Carla's
money in? No, to a revised budget figure. Or do we want to just not, to stick with what we've got?
I like your 3% increase.
Yeah.
And I understand the mandatory extra charges, like the fire department wages and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think we should go with that and have a vote on that.
I agree.
Maybe add Carla's $250 to that. If it doesn't break the bank.
We can't find $250 in this budget.
If we do
we're
the numbers,
trouble.
It's about a $200 difference between default and if you minus out the $5,000 and do your calculations, so that $250 is kind of in there. But
we'll take it from the park.
You've just cut your park.
You always do that.
Yeah,
we take more swings, but we take
Okay, would somebody like to propose a new number?
You're gonna have me do it? I'll make a motion.
Okay, Susan, you're good at this.
I will make a motion to the $4,205,739.
Where'd you get that?
That is the default budget.
Default budget.
An increase
plus
and
the fire
the
department.
Adjustment for the fire department.
Can we adjust that, Ned? $250.
Plus $250.
Oh, gosh. Which brings us to $4,000.
Plus
$4,205,989.
So that was starting from that. I like going for the default 3%. I think that's clean.
$4,205,989.
Yeah.
$4,205.
Is that okay? We add Carla's $250 in.
Yes. So, or I'll donate Carla an hour of my time.
What?
I feel like I could be cheaper than the auditors.
That's true.
I can't hear her.
She said she'll donate
an
hour
of
her time. She could do it.
Cheaper
probably.
Than the auditors. I'll do it for free.
Okay, so the motion is $4,205,989. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Bill seconds it. Is there any more discussion?
What's the increase percentage?
It was 6% before the...
Plus,
yeah, we can't.
The 40,000 for the.
Yeah, it's 3% plus the 40,000.
But it's 6% over.
Why are you keeping that 40 in, Lynn?
So it's only 50.
That's the increase in the fire department
that
wages.
The state mandated.
Yeah. So that won't be included in the default budget. So I added that in.
Okay.
Brenda Coughlin, Susan, did you just say it's a 6% overall increase?
6% over last year.
So, last meeting we said 5%, so we've gone up 1%.
4.166, yeah.
We've gone up because she added in the fireman's wages and.
Yeah, well, that's enough then.
So.
Okay.
Okay. What?
So let's just stay in that mode. Let's just stay just like this till next week.
Well, we have to vote.
Don't have to vote, we can wait.
No, we can vote.
Well, we have a motion and a second, so we do have to vote. You don't, not everybody has to vote, but we do have to vote on a motion. Okay, so, ready to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Steph?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Yes. Josh?
Yes.
Lynn, yes. Brenda?
No.
No. Sue?
No.
No.
I knew that we knew
that. And Bill?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
So that's 5 yeses and 2 noes. So it passes. But we'll take that to the supplemental.
It's 50, what is it, $50,000 left?
I don't know. I just have to support the full amount.
Okay. Now let me see. Okay. Are we done with the town budget? Because now we have to talk about the warrant articles.
Okay, what? So the number we're working towards.
The number we have, our current number, we're not working towards, we're there.
But we obviously have to make cuts.
What?
$47,383 less than what the select.
Okay, it's four. Okay, I'll tell you the number we just voted on is 4,205,989. 989, yeah.
Okay.
And that includes that 250 for.
So you could cut an office.
That extra 250 for the trustees. Add the 250 into the line.
4,205,989.
Okay. It's
40
less than the
one.
Yeah, it's about
50. Okay, is there any more discussion on the operating budget? We'll move on. We'll move on to the warrant article. Okay. So, article number 2 right now will read to see if you'll vote to raise and appropriate
4,205,989. And then the default needs to be in there. So we really can't.
Right, but we're not sure of the exact number of the default, so.
Okay.
So I think we'll wait and vote on that when we have our full committee and we have more information, so everybody feels comfortable voting. Okay, so let's. Oh, the articles aren't numbered. Okay, let's go to the second one. The Smith Public Library, any questions?
Yes, it's not from me, it's just from a taxpayer. How much does it cost to run the library a year? That's what they asked. I have no idea.
$165,000. I mean, isn't that the?
That's what was asked for. I didn't know. I know they have endowments. I don't know. Is that the total cost to run a year?
That's what it costs.
All right.
We don't.
That's not the budget.
Because the library is a separate association, so it's a warrant article.
So. What are the endowments? Do you get installments from that?
We have money in the bank. We have different funds. Like we have a capital fund that we use to replace the whole heating system that just failed. So we earn interest on our the money in the bank.
But it's not to be used for operational purposes.
No. The we have specific funds like the money we get from fines can only be used to buy books. We can't pay salaries or pay the electric bill with it. And the capital fund can only be used for capital expenses. And then we have our regular operating budget where we put our.
So this 165, 150 is just operational expenses. There's no maintenance issues that you could use the endowment for.
Well, it's...
Capital improvements.
Yeah, we don't use, yeah, there's, we don't budget for capital improvements. We just take it out of our bank account and use it. And this is for the regular operating expenses.
It's not changed from last year, is it?
It's up a little bit.
Yeah.
It was 160 last year.
5%?
$5,000. Oh.
Yeah, small increase.
Yeah.
So, should we vote on these? Do you want to wait till everybody's here?
Can we vote on them one by one, or do we do this whole?
Do we want to wait? Ryan isn't here.
And Katrina.
And Katrina's not here.
Oh, yeah, you like it to show a full vote on the...
Well, that's what's going to happen with the other.
Okay.
Is it's not going to be a full vote. There'll be two absent.
Mm-hmm.
So when it goes in the town...
Yeah, so we can wait till the supplemental meeting to vote. But if we have any
questions,
Okay, next one is CYAA, $25,000. That's pretty standard every year.
Yeah, it goes up. It rarely goes up.
I think it went up last year, year before.
Yeah, it went up.
25 last year, yeah.
I think that was 5, too. I think,
yeah.
The Recycling Center Capital Improvement Capital Reserve Fund, $30,000.
Is that new?
No, it was established last year, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Offhand, does anyone know what it was last year? How much the amount was? 30,000. Seems like a good investment.
And that's why we want them to take the money for the sweeper out of the capital reserve fund, because we put that money in for that whole purpose.
Makes sense.
And not put it in the operating money. Excess winter road maintenance, $150,000. That's pretty standard. Reconstruction of North Road, $200,000.
I have a question on that one.
Mm-hmm.
The wording. For reconstruction of North Road starting at Route 43 and heading west, how much of North Road's going to be done for that?
How much is it done?
As much as
it's,
he
it's a mess.
As much as he
can
do
as
for $200,000.
These day and age is not much.
Like South Road was done one portion 1 year, one portion
and
the next.
And got done over a 2 year period. Is he planning on doing that over a 2 year period, like South Road?
Yeah, because he'll go as far as he can with the $200,000. And then you'll have to stop.
But a whole basketball goes down.
I got that right, Bill. That ain't cheap.
Okay, the next one is $150,000 reconstruction of Fieldstone Lane.
Why?
It doesn't exist anymore, really.
Fieldstone Lane doesn't exist?
Yeah, the asphalt on it, you got to take a drive up. Or
I will take a drive.
Yeah.
So it's deteriorating? Is it like North Road?
I haven't been on North Road in a while.
No, North Road is worse.
But if you go to the end of the cul-de-sac, the asphalt's all falling apart. And the middle island floods.
Mm-hmm.
And causes...
Is that the one on South Road?
Yes.
You had a car.
Yeah, I was going to say, to answer Brenda's question. It is in tough shape. Yeah.
So I guess when you pick on roads, we've got a lot of roads that have some
Well, his
bad
comment
issues.
Was last night that would complete that end of town. Because now South Road is done, Fieldstone will be done. He can move on to a different section instead of bouncing around.
So I guess what I'm probably saying is the $200,000 for North Road, and whoever has driven on North Road has to admit it's a mess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Take the $150,000 for Fieldstone if it's not as bad, and do more of North Road. North Road, people complain constantly on Candia Community Awareness.
It's a 2 year project, Brenda. It'll get done.
But why spend the $150,000 on Fieldstone
because
when it's not that bad?
That'll finish Fieldstone up.
Yeah,
that's
but
not a complete
so,
rebuild.
Like, every time the plow comes, more.
Right.
I mean, they dig up the road every time they plow.
Fieldstone
it.
Is just probably a mill overlay. It's not going to be a complete rebuild like North Road.
Then, in fairness, I will drive and just take a
yeah,
look at
should.
It.
Yeah, you should.
Because I know North Road's horrible.
It's
yeah.
Like every time the plow comes, it asphalt, and more asphalt lands in people's front yards.
Okay, I'll take a look.
You try not to micromanage road agent. He has a plan.
Yeah, he's...
He's got a big budget, too.
If you look at the capital improvement plan, you'll see the roads.
Was Fieldstone on it?
I don't know, because I never looked at it.
I think he added it as a matter of necessity when he came up this spring.
I think Dennis did it. I don't think it's been updated since Dennis.
No, I know
it's gone. But he had all the roads, and he picked out the ones that were worst and listed in order.
And I totally support keeping our roads in good shape. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, prioritize, is Fieldstone as bad as North Road? And when he says head west, we have no idea where 200,000 is going to stop.
So 150 did half of South. I don't know the length of North or the length of South, but
Road was 200.
150 did half of South, and I think the 150 did the remaining.
Was
that
it 150?
Was a shim and overlay. It's totally different from rebuilding.
Really?
Yeah.
They're rebuilding North?
Yeah, rebuilding's much more extensive. You got to go down.
Be dug up.
Oh, wow.
Dug up and rebuilt.
That's Brian, what were
pulverized.
What did we estimate cost? It was
to build a road, it's 500,000 to 700,000.
Well, that's to build one.
That's a foot.
Yeah.
750 a foot.
That's what Severino's did for their new development.
But that's building a brand new road. That's
correct, right down
to build.
I would think that's
different than just redoing.
No,
I mean, they're going to grind it. They're going to grind it.
Not much.
They did
it on cutting trees. That's all, Brenda. That's the only difference.
They what?
Not cutting trees. That's the only difference between the two.
See, because when you do just a skim coat, you get maybe 2 years out of it, and you're doing it again.
I've lived on Langford for 30 years, and the state never did the road until they had Continental do it 3 years ago, and they did a phenomenal job. But they grinded it down.
Right, that's a mill.
But they didn't build the bottom up like a new road would be.
Right.
You're on a state highway?
Yes, right.
Well, but they're in the state highway. The substrate is much different than a town road as well. It's much more exhaustive on a state highway.
That one is, but...
Well,
it's probably not any different than our roads.
You know better than I do.
It's great now.
Okay, the next one. So, we got Fieldstone. The next one is the Fire Apparatus Capital Reserve Fund, $75,000. We see that every year. Fire Station Infrastructure and Grounds Capital Reserve Fund, another $75,000. Now, the next one, to see if the town will establish a capital reserve fund for the purpose of building a new police station and to raise and appropriate the sum of $200,000 to be placed in this fund.
What?
Further, to name the selectmen as agents to expend from said fund.
That wasn't voted on. We tabled that one.
I was going to say.
The next two we tabled.
Yeah, that was tabled.
Makes sense.
Sorry. I
disagree.
I was on a phone call at the end of the day to set the tax rate.
No, that's fine. That's okay.
There were two different things.
So you didn't vote on that one.
Apparently have.
Les, you didn't vote on that?
List of warrant articles.
No.
Brian?
Yeah, Brian Brock. Because we have two that we want to verify with town council so it's not confusing to the voters. Because
mm-hmm.
your husband's got one in there too for selling town property towards the cap reserve.
Right.
So we didn't want the two
to
conflict and mess everybody up, so we're going
to
get clarity on that.
Okay. So the next one is to see if the town will vote to direct that the net proceeds from sale of town owned land be deposited in the police department capital reserve fund. Excuse me.
I can't find where you're reading. Where is
one,
it?
Two, three, four.
There's not numbers.
There's not numbers.
On the second page.
On the second page, second to the last one.
Underneath the new police station.
Underneath the 200,000.
She might have the old.
What?
I bet she's got the
this
wrong
is not,
one.
Thank you. As I'm looking at it saying,
I'm saying.
I don't see what you're talking
ridiculous.
About. Okay, so where is it?
This is that's probably
the old one. Oh, yeah, this is an old one.
Okay, this is, I see the 200 police.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
Tabled.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next one is to see if the town will vote to direct that the net proceeds from the sale of town-owned land be deposited in a police department capital reserve fund to be established for the purpose of replacing the current police facility.
Tabled.
And that was tabled.
So
let me explain this.
Yeah.
Okay, because we talked about this a lot at my house. We went through all the town report lists all the town-owned properties, and obviously we take out the town hall and the school and anything that's under conservation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were 40 properties that remained.
What?
Yeah, A lot of them are...
Some are little tiny slivers.
Some are little tiny pieces.
Could put a driveway in.
And none of these are properties where people are living. This does not involve throwing people out of their houses. Okay, these are vacant properties. So I think we... Boyd has the exact figures. But the value of all this property was around $1 million. Okay, this we're not talking about two parcels. Some of them were large parcels. They're probably landlocked. I mean, I'm presuming they have no frontage. So you can hire auctioneers that will do the process for you of advertising the property, contacting all their clients, their buyers, and they the auctioneers charge the buyer a 10% premium. They don't charge the town. Mm-hmm. So who knows what $1 million of property will sell for at auction? Maybe $500,000. I don't know. But that's a lot more than zero. It also, the way we figured it, put $28,000 a year back on the tax roll because nobody's paying taxes on these properties because the town owns them.
Did we buy them to protect growth?
No, we took them by tax deed.
Well,
they're mostly
all sorts of ways.
The ones that were taken by tax deed. Yes, Brian.
Brian Broad. Some of those are even pieces of land that have been created because they put new sections of the highway in, and it cut people's property out, and it's land that sits there with nothing. It's like no man's land. So it might be just a wedge.
You can't sell that.
And somebody would buy
well,
that?
Well, you have people that border it, you know.
Oh,
honest money.
That's
somebody borders
it's
it, yeah.
It's not good
that's
for anybody just to buy and try to do something with it. It's so good for the butter.
Well, like the landlocked stuff scares me because of what they're trying to do.
Same thing, the butter.
Chester Turnpike.
Yeah,
when the highway, when 101 went through, there were a lot of pieces of land that just got cut off.
Right.
And they just sit there. People forfeited them. And
would abutters be notified so that they could have
first refusal?
The right to buy them.
You have to do it at public auction, but the people that do the auction, they notify the abutters.
Right.
I believe that's part of their service is.
To their benefit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So if there's a 5-acre parcel behind you, you could probably get it pretty cheap, and you might want it, and puts it back on the tax rolls. So anyway, that's.
So I have a question then on that. So the goal is to sell some property, see how much money we can get, apply it towards a safety complex for the police department.
Actually, we changed that. Did we change it soon? So
well, I hope
just
you did. I don't know.
It would go to a capital reserve and not
just
MRPD.
The police.
A capital reserve
is for everybody.
The future capital
The town could use it for any capital reserve.
Why wouldn't we want to use
it? Would it go into the general capital reserve or specifically for police?
No.
General.
We wanted to take the PD out of it.
Yeah.
That was the consensus of the board.
Really?
Well, because of the vote in March, it wasn't.
Sure, the people didn't want.
Right. I didn't think it was wise to keep it.
I think part
police.
Of the reason, though, is because they didn't, like a lot of people were saying, they didn't have the interest rate. They didn't know what the bond was going to cost. They didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah, that was one of the main.
They didn't know what the interest was.
Driver.
The actual cost was going to be.
Yep.
But we just felt it'd be better if it just went into a capital reserve. We already do have a capital reserve. And it takes a public hearing by the Board of Selectmen to get approval to spend any of that money.
And we've already used a lot from the capital reserve, already from the police department, 300 something.
But nothing since the vote, correct?
Well, no, no means no. I don't think it was pursued.
What's in that reserve?
Now? 300, I think?
Yeah, I think there's about
I think we just replenished it last year. Is
yeah,
that the one?
We did.
Last year, we haven't spent anything out of it.
Since that was raised, we've asked for, I wanted it monthly, but it was voted down, but quarterly to get the capital reserve expenses, and we haven't seen it since, I think, August.
It's from that fund, is specifically that fund, or just from the trustees?
We got the
Not the
report.
Trustees, the capital reserve and any expenses
capital,
that came from it.
Capital reserve fund?
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any money spent.
We haven't spent anything.
So I can give you what we have.
But we could see the balance and whatever.
Yeah, you can see the balance.
Yeah, we got that.
I don't think we've seen it since August.
I thought we saw it just like a...
Yeah, I have a report.
Maybe it was the month, the week that I didn't come.
Maybe it wasn't, you weren't here, because we did have a report from... Carla gave it to us, and it had all the...
But that's the trustees of the trust fund, that you're looking for the breakdown.
Right.
It hasn't been anything spent, but...
So nothing's been spent since last, the vote. I'd like to see that, though. Okay, thank you.
Carla, did you have a question?
My question is, why doesn't it, if you sell this property, why isn't it designated as just revenue? Why doesn't it just go into the revenue stream and go into a reserve fund?
It could.
It could.
It could. It depends on how the warrant article is worded. So it could. It could, we could just...
We could have a warrant article, or it would go just into the general fund.
The selectmen have the ability to sell property.
The thing is, if you put it into the reserve fund, then you can actually use that money to offset taxes.
Right.
If you put it into the capital reserve fund, then it can be spent.
Right.
Correct.
That's correct.
Is that going to be made clear to the public? Does the public have a choice?
We don't have the warrant article yet.
Well, the public won't have a choice, because it'll be however the warrant article is worded.
Yeah, so if they don't...
So you can vote yes or no.
They can vote no.
Yeah.
Arthur, is the reserve fund on that quarterly report that we would get?
That's what we wanted.
The reserve.
I think we got it.
It is, it's on the trust, it's in the trustees' report.
Yeah.
It is on there.
Yeah, we had that.
I didn't bring that. I didn't bring my whole thing.
Yeah, we had it.
Well, I didn't see it, so I would like...
We got the report, I know somebody...
I just saw it.
October meeting, you had it, because...
Yeah, right here.
Okay, I wasn't here in October.
So...
It was the last time it was updated.
Yeah. So we have a cemetery common trust, Moore Henry.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
It's gonna be on the bottom.
So I... Future capital improvements, recycling center...
Future capital improvements.
Future capital improvements was... How do you read this? Withdrawals, balance year end.
What was the withdrawals?
So there were no withdrawals.
It says principal withdrawals, $246,562.
So what was that for?
The last... That was probably the ambulance.
Capital additions.
No, that's been 2 years.
The ambulance, it wasn't last spring?
See, we used to get...
Balance year end was $486,951.
The second ambulance, in 2024.
No, but like, what about the reserve fund? Like, you know, like, the school's money goes into the end of the year funds that aren't spent, goes into that can be used to offset taxes. The reserve fund, where is that?
We're talking about the future capital improvements.
Yeah, but where's the regular reserve fund?
Oh, it's got the beginning balance. Expended during the year.
Where? Expended during the year?
The regular reserve fund.
The reserve fund should be roughly 10 times what the budget is.
Oh, the fund balance. No, that...
You're talking about something different.
But we don't have that.
Yeah, no.
No, you don't.
No, we don't have the fund balance on that.
I can give you the fund balance if you want.
Oh, what is it now?
No, but like, so the school returns...
She's got a...
$150,000, so that's in the reserve fund.
Fund balance.
No, this, we're talking about two different things.
Right.
They're the same.
I'm sorry, I can't listen to two conversations.
$2,378,863.
So the selectmen could use that money to help offset taxes?
Yeah.
That's what we'll be doing tomorrow.
What time?
Five?
5 o'clock.
Thursday, I thought it was Thursday.
We should have a school board meeting.
Tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
Well, they don't use all of it.
No.
No.
No, we have parameters.
We have parameters of percentage of what is it?
8 to 17%
that we can use.
Yeah.
No, that you can't use.
That we can't use.
Yeah.
Right.
Or we shouldn't use, let's put it that way.
Did you have another question?
Wow, sorry.
The capital reserve report that we got last year that showed all the money that was spent for the police.
Who it was paid to.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the report that I was asking for.
Yep.
So could we get that?
You can get it, but there hasn't been anything spent.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the ambulance, which I don't know why this past spring.
Well, you had about $100,000 in plans that you spent.
That's what I thought.
Then you had the ambulance.
The ambulance was the last purchase.
That was $400,000, and I think that was in 2024. Then you replenished it,
Right.
At the deliberative session mm-hmm. last year, you added 400,000
yeah.
back in.
400,000.
So you should have almost $400,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, it says 408.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
No.
Okay, next page is the Fitz Museum, $4,000.
We meant the 20,000
reevaluation
capital reserve fund.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot that one. 20,000 for the, yeah, we do that. That's
every year.
Every year. And we all know how much we look forward to the revaluation. Okay, Fitz Museum, Town Office Building Maintenance Fund, $10,000. Smith Memorial Building, $4,500. The next article is not to raise and appropriate, so we won't vote on it. It just changes the elderly exemption.
Is that new?
Yes. We raised it. We just raised it.
Yeah.
We
have an elderly exemption now. This just changed the amount.
But you have to be poor to get it. People think everybody who's old gets it.
No.
You need a certain income. No, a lot of people think that it's just
hard to qualify.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is
you
hard.
You have to really need it.
It's hard to
yeah.
meet these criteria. And then we go to the charitables.
We love that.
Rockingham County, visiting nurses.
It has gotten smaller.
Red Cross.
I think the Red Cross is new.
No, we had Red Cross before.
There's one at the chief.
Maybe that's Mr.
Yeah, that's separate.
He pulled that out and
put it
in his budget.
Mike did that.
Child
yep.
Nutrition and Meals, Waypoint, Big Brother, Big Sister, CASA, Health and Hospice, RSVP. And then these submitted by Dick Snow.
I left a pile of the ones that I have. I took out submitted by Dick Snow. I took out. You put one in for the cemeteries. You put one in for the solid waste or
recycling center.
I pulled those. I guess I'll have to probably submit those by petition. And there was a couple of other ones.
The Fitz Museum, remember? I mean, the Smith.
The board didn't agree with those.
Yeah,
so there's only
wanted
two,
to sell the Smith to
for the conservation to do the management
or
of
trade
some conservation.
She doesn't have it. Yes,
yeah,
I guess
we're
not going to discuss it. But he'll put it in. He'll put it in for. He'll have
what
it in.
A couple of big pieces that
petition
the conservation can manage. And there's one that we got last year as a donation from a gentleman that passed away. It was 84 acres on Crowley Road. So it's just asking for the the Conservation Commission to manage and control in perpetuity for the benefit and enjoyment of residents of the county. They put one in like this, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It might have been last year. So it's just for the conservation to just
okay.
manage it and take care of it.
And then the other two were for revolving funds. The other two are for revolving
yeah.
funds.
Yeah. And the cemetery trustees, I don't think they wanted that submitted. So.
Okay.
They don't want that fund?
They have a general maintenance
mm-hmm.
fund.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is there any public comment on any of these warrant articles? Yes, Carla.
It's kind of a roundabout way of my making a point, but there are two things I'd like to talk about in regard to bring the Smith Memorial Building into play in this. You just voted for a warrant article for the library. You haven't seen their budget. They have funds that they have to draw interest on. You're not requiring them to use the interest on their funds to maintain their building, and yet you're requiring the Smith Memorial Building to use the interest on their funds to support their building. I'm just pointing this out because I see a lot of inconsistencies in the way you're making your decision, and I come down here every year, and every year, every single year, you single out the Smith Memorial Building.
Not everybody. Some people do.
Well, not everybody. The other inconsistency is the CYAA. You approve their warrant article. You don't see their budget. You don't know what they're spending that money on. And again, you're requiring my group to spend interest on our funds to support our building. when you're not doing the same thing for these other two groups.
Okay.
Which not in the warrant article is the revolving fund for the ambulance, which now has over $100,000 in it. You're not requiring them to use all of their money, which, by the way, is income earned. When the ambulance earns its money, that money should go into the income stream, should be used to pay bills.
Right, not people. It can't be used to pay people.
Yes, yes, it goes into the revolving fund.
No salaries.
Right, that's
no,
right.
No salaries.
I won't wait. I want to back
up. I'm just trying to make
a
point.
Okay, but we're going
to
address that when you finish.
My point is the inconsistency that this board has continually had for at least the 10 years or more that I've been helping manage the Smith Memorial Building. Mrs. Bird did not intend for her fund to be used to pay the light bill on that building. We've been saving money for years to have enough money to put in a new walkway. I would like you to be consistent. I don't like getting picked on, and that's what it feels like. You got money in recycle for clothing. You've got money in the police department for uniforms. You could have addressed those two issues, but instead it's pretty easy to take $15,000 out of the Smith Memorial budget, which, by the way, is half. That's half of the budget.
That was one person's interpretation.
So I go back to the... I go back again to the inconsistency. What would be fair, what would be equal, is to take 5% off of your budget or increase your budget by 5%, however you want to do it. But do it across the board.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Do
you pick on us because we're the smallest and the easiest to pick on? Seriously, you're not asking everybody else. You're telling us that we don't need a walkway. How do you know that? How does this group know whether we need a walkway or we don't need a walkway? And why can't we use the money that was given to us to spend on a walkway? Why are you requiring us to spend it on maintenance? Our light bill, our fuel bill, mm-hmm. our whatever. And by the way, that building is for the use of the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
You could be sitting up there having your meeting there now. You don't have to be here. I would like you to be consistent, and I would like you to change your mind, and I would like you to be fair.
Okay.
That's why I personally...
Excuse me,
Susan,
Stephanie.
Oh,
Stephanie.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So we don't deduct... This was just your brain...
I just... This is just me.
That was just your brain thinking,
me.
Like, oh, here, there. The selectmen don't have... It's the selectmen who will cut your budget.
The selectmen make the decisions.
The selectmen
I was
will
just,
make the decision.
But this committee just voted to cut the budget.
Cut the budget.
Or raise it up a percent from what it was originally cut. So included, there must be some support of this.
Included
right.
in
that
Lynn's
was the number
proposal
given.
Was taking $15,000
mm-hmm.
from the Smith Memorial
yes,
Building.
Right. It was.
And
that
all of
the
people
we
on this
with,
side
though.
Of the room, including
yes.
Bill...
We went with the default. We went with 3%
that.
On the default.
Forget that bottom half exists. We went with default budget times 3%.
Yeah, that was it.
We did not. Just you can scratch that off.
That's not what I understood.
You scratch that off.
Well,
I
still won't take back anything I've said.
No.
I know.
And my other thing is that, so, like, CYAA is a warrant article. It's not a budget line item. So when a budget line item, the board
does
ask.
You have the opportunity to ask them to see their budget, and you don't.
Yes,
you have
we
the
do.
Opportunity
we do.
To
yes.
ask to see the library
anybody
budget, and you don't.
Yes, they did last
we
year.
We did last
yes,
year.
Yes, last
and
year.
And did you ask to see their funds?
No.
No.
We did not.
So you don't know whether their funds are paying their light
you're
bill
right.
or not.
No.
You're right.
And yet, because my budget is sitting right out there, you know exactly what I'm spending, not I, we, I'm sorry, but we are spending that money on, and it's very little money to spend on the only, one of the only historic buildings left in the community. Why would you do that? Why would you jeopardize a historic building for the sake of $15,000? Why would you do that?
We didn't.
I don't think, Susan Young, I don't think the public would. And that's why you always get support on your warrant article. Maybe you increase it.
We go through this every year.
I know you do. I know, Carla.
You know.
But maybe you up that that thing, because I think you'll get the town's support, and that way you've gotten their support. I don't think it'll ever be voted down for the Smith Building. Some people don't like it. That's their prerogative. I think maybe if you up your
the warrant.
Your warrant, you'll get what you deserve, or what the building deserves.
So my question right now is the budget that you voted on tonight,
mm-hmm.
right, with the revision, Flynn's proposal, mm-hmm. did it include the $15,000
no.
or not?
No.
No, she recommended
it did not. It,
what it is.
So am
it,
I safe?
That's up
it's
to
up to the selectmen. That's all up to
I'm
the selectmen.
Safe temporarily.
It depends on
well,
what the selectmen.
Because it didn't. It was lower than the selectmen.
It was lower than
the
selectmen's budget.
Keep fighting.
So yeah. Right now, in the current budget for the Smith Memorial Building is. Hi. That's under the town, right?
Yeah, town
yes.
building.
I feel for you, Tyler.
Town building expenses, Smith building grant maintenance. So it shows
$33,495,
which was requested. And on the budget line, it's showing that the select board approved $33,495.
No,
we changed the bottom line.
We changed the bottom line.
Which is
going
to affect, because it's not, we requested more than this.
If the deduction is the same for every department, I have no problem
with
it.
Yeah, see, I agree with that.
Yeah, see,
we
reduced this by $47,000. That's half a police officer. I am for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But so it's $47,000 less than what the selectmen wanted to come out. However they choose.
If you're dispersing it equally across all of the departments, I have absolutely no problem with that.
So when does the select board meet? To
well, they don't.
They don't.
Well, they, well. I, no, that's not true. That is true because when we go to the deliberative session, we if we don't change that budget figure at our supplemental meeting, when we go to the deliberative session, the budget itself has to show that amount at the bottom, whatever our final vote is.
Okay.
So then the selectmen have to make it all fit together. They don't have to stick with it. I mean, they could take the whole thing from one department and move it around later on in the year, but all the lines have to end up being that total at the bottom.
Or we can amend it and ask the public
correct.
To increase.
Correct.
At the deliberative session, you
it
can.
Didn't work out well for the school.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't, Brian.
Could I ask a question about the land sale?
Sure.
The article about the land sale. Your board will vote to approve or not approve of that article.
Well, you know, actually, I don't think, now that I think about it, I don't believe we do because it's, we don't, it, let me, I have to look at it again. Because we don't vote on things that we don't raise and appropriate.
But we've got to establish a fund, I think,
that's
fund
not,
for that.
That's not considered raising, no.
Well, let me just look at it again.
The way you read that article...
To see if the town will vote to direct that the net proceeds from the sale of town-owned property are deposited in a whatever fund. So I don't... That's not a raise and appropriated because there's no cost to the taxpayers.
Well, capital reserve... Are they talking about the capital reserve fund or the line item capital reserve under
well,
the town?
The selectmen haven't decided on the final wording, so that's up to them. This says... A capital reserve fund for the police department, but the selectmen were talking about the capital reserve fund that we have right now,
which is
so
a
that's
line
up
item.
To them. Yeah, which is
so that line item could increase.
No,
it's $400,000.
It's not a line
it's
item.
Not a
it's not
line
a line item.
Item.
It's
not
a
line
it's a
line
it's
item.
A fund.
You sure it's not?
It's a warrant.
No,
it's a warrant. If we ever add money to it, it's not a line item. And then, we decide to add money to the warrant.
You're not adding to it this year, though. There's no warrant article to add.
No, I don't, well, unless yeah, they take
is.
That police.
$200,000.
If they do
oh, but
that
that's
fund.
If they do a specialist
that
fund.
That was separate for just police department.
Yeah.
Set up a fund.
That's,
of,
yeah. But that's kind of it's not in front of us.
But we won't vote on that because it's not a raise and the $200,000 is a raise and appropriate because the taxpayers have
right.
to come up with that money. But the next one is just to sell the property and where the money goes, which is not a raise and appropriate, so we wouldn't vote on that. Okay. Now I wanna revisit what Sue said about the fire department, about the ambulance fund.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes. The money goes into a revolving fund.
The money goes
yeah.
into the revolving fund.
I've been told it can't be used for salaries. It can be used for stuff.
Well, let me
I don't
read
know
you.
That's
wait.
True.
Let me read you the warrant article.
Okay.
Okay. Because
good.
That should be the determining factor.
Because I thought it could be used for
well, let me
salaries.
Read to you the warrant article. And this passed. I mean, this was the one that was
yes.
that passed. To see if the town will vote to establish a revolving fund pursuant to RSA, blah, 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 for the purpose of the Candia Fire Department providing ambulance services. All of the revenue received from fees, charges, and other income derived from the Candia Fire Department and providing ambulance services will be placed in the fund. The money in the fund shall be allowed to accumulate from year to year, and the money will not be considered part of the town's general surplus. The town treasurer shall have custody of all of the money in the fund. Upon request of the fire chief and by order of the governing body, the town treasurer may pay out money from the fund for expenses associated with purchasing, operating, and equipping ambulances and providing ambulance services. Which is wages.
Oh, that's what I thought. When I
but that's what it's
about. Argued about it, and they said, and we were
I don't
told
know who
no.
they are, but if
who said no? You were
I
there.
I said, yeah, providing ambulance services. I didn't read that as salary, but
well, ambulance
yeah.
services is included
yeah,
a driver
yeah.
and an EMT.
Because Dean said that. He said we should.
You
be
can't
using
have
that,
an ambulance service without a person.
He's told.
Yeah, see, that makes sense. Was,
so ambulance services includes a person.
Sounds like you need clarification.
From who?
Yeah.
Maybe the attorney would be a good one to start with.
Well, you might be able to get that from the New Hampshire.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a freebie call.
Yeah, because that would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, Dean
because
thought it could, and I said, Dean, I think it's just for stuff.
I just remember when
no,
we first
no, it says
did
ambulance
this,
services.
Don't worry about it. We'll get income that will offset the expense.
That's what we were told.
That's what
yeah,
we were told.
And
but
it, right now, it's like, no, it's in a revolving fund. It can't be used for
but
the
they did
so
say
good.
He did say it would take a couple of years. He didn't think that was going to happen.
Well, he used money out of that fund for the ambulance last year.
How many years has it been?
Three.
The amount of money that's coming in will never support that budget.
No,
yeah. We don't expect that, but we expect
it
to.
Michael said
it
would be like
so.
A 60%
yeah.
recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish we
what you bill out.
That again.
I thought it was 40.
Well, you may be right.
I think I am.
She has a better memory than we do.
Yeah, you're right.
I think haven't used any for expenses.
You collect roughly 40%.
They use some of that money for the ambulance.
Yes.
Okay.
So the 40,000, I have a question on
so
that then. The 40,000 that you were putting in, where's your proposal?
For fire wages.
That's
right. Not
wages.
Ambulance.
That has nothing to do with the ambulance.
She didn't touch
that
anything
was
down
fire.
Below.
That's
fire.
The fire. Remember,
fire
were you here when
from
Dean
a stipend
explained, maybe
to hourly.
You weren't here when Dean explained to us about they have to pay wages to the volunteer firemen?
Per hour.
The state.
Yeah.
Per hour.
Yeah, so that's what that.
Used to do per diem, but now it has to be. Like
yeah, it has to be per hour.
But
so
Dean did say that was unfortunately a negative result of the ambulance. It's because of the ambulance.
Yeah, right.
They,
yeah.
They
said
started
that
looking.
Tonight.
Well,
that's
they
why.
It.
That's
oh,
why
because
he didn't come.
Firemen can be EMTs. EMTs can be
right.
firemen,
and now they you have to treat them all
you
the same.
To,
it's a mess.
Yeah.
Is now if you're a firefighter, you're gonna most joining
no.
fire departments are EMTs as well. They have to be
yeah.
cross trained.
No.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments? Yes.
So next Wednesday there will be another school member here and the SAU, Bill. I'm out of town next Wednesday.
Oh, on the 11th? You mean at the public hearing for the school?
Yeah.
So who's going to be here?
Hopefully Dana.
Okay.
We have a meeting tomorrow night. I'll find out.
Okay.
All right. And I'll give him.
But you promise we'll have someone?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Bill and the business administrator.
Well, they're coming?
They should. They always come.
Yeah, for the public. It's a public hearing. So.
No, they came for that.
Hey. More used to come. But
I will be here next week as well.
What?
I will be here next week. Hi, Ben.
Okay.
So we can't do anything on this. We can't raise it or anything else on this budget or lower it until January
22nd. January 22nd. The
okay.
supplemental hearing.
And that's on the town and the school and all the warrant articles, petition warrant articles, everything.
Everything.
Okay. So
that's when we make our final votes.
That'll be a big one. Okay.
Yeah.
What day of the week is that, a Wednesday?
January. Oh,
yeah, it is
a
Wednesday.
Okay, now remember, we do not adjourn this meeting. We continue it.
Suspend it or something.
Or suspend it or whatever we do. So is there a motion to suspend the meeting until January 22nd?
I'm sorry. If we want a non-public, how do you go about that for the budget committee?
You have to know the RSA.
You have to. It has to meet one of the criterias, and we put it on the agenda.
Well, if it's not on the agenda, I thought you could still do it.
I don't think you can have a non-public if you don't notice it. You have to notice
it. Whether we need it
or not. Okay.
You can't have a meeting without noticing it.
No, a non-public.
I think you still have to notice it.
If she wants to discuss something,
I'll ask about that, because I'm not sure you do. But
you have to notice it.
That's why it's on our agendas all the time.
All the time.
See, I know you guys put it on there just in case, but I
never
do that.
As long as it meets one of the RSAs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think you can go ahead and do it without it being on there.
You can add an item to the agenda tonight, as long as it's voted on.
Can you just do it like right now?
I think you can do
yes.
a non-public
can you just say
right
you
now.
You want to go
yes.
into a non-public?
Yes.
You have to
state
an RSA.
Yes.
You have to cite the RSA.
But I don't,
cite the RSA.
Well,
you go,
I don't know.
What do you want to go in it for?
Personalities, public, what is it? Reputation, what?
Personnel.
Not personalities, but...
No?
Not personnel, I don't think.
No, we don't have any personnel here. We're all volunteers.
No, this is...
No, we're volunteers.
No, it's not...
Is there a...
Okay. So, RSA 91.
Yeah.
A.
2 or something.
C or whatever.
Yeah, so. Oh, 91A.
If we had a selectman's folder, we'd have it right there. Is that it?
Some,
there
it is. Yeah,
some of them
maybe give it to
them.
Oh, yeah, it should be, I think. Yeah.
Andrea, do we take notes during that kind of conversation?
A3. Yeah, but they're not public.
They're sealed.
Right.
And then,
well, you have to seal them.
Okay.
I think
okay.
91A3.
Mm-hmm. No?
Okay, here they are. Dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee or the disciplining of such employee or the investigation of any charges against him or her unless the employee affected has the right to a public hearing. So
not that one.
Hiring of any person as a public employee.
No.
Matters which, if discussed in public, would likely affect adversely the reputation of any person other than a member of the board unless such person requests an open meeting. This exemption shall extend to include any application for assistance or tax abatement or waiver of fee, fine, or other levy if based on inability to pay or poverty of the applicant.
So that's more tax-related?
Mm-hmm.
Or
it's called personal.
If it would hinder their
reputation.
Other than a member of the board, so not one of us, but for somebody else. Consideration of the acquisition of sale or lease of real or personal property. Consideration or negotiation of pending claims or litigation which has been threatened in writing or filed by against this board. I don't think so.
Maybe by the end of this.
Consideration of matters relating to the preparation for and the copying out of emergency functions, including training to carry out such functions developed by Zion.
Those are the only
if it's
reasons
a person,
why you
then
can
you go with
a
that.
Non-public. Yes, those are the only reasons where we could have a non-public meeting.
If
I'm not sure of the purpose, but it might be, is it reputation? Or
right.
What's that whole
what's
big
that
thing?
Reputation one?
That
it would be
one?
Outside reputation, not somebody in this committee.
If you want to talk about someone.
Matters which, if discussed in public, would likely affect adversely the reputation of any person other than a member of the board. Unless such person requests an open meeting.
Yeah, no.
So let's say that we want to talk about somebody other than us. Like maybe, I don't know, maybe Pat.
Brian, I don't know.
Pat.
Yeah, let's
so we
want to
talk about
the no namer.
The unknown.
Are you so? Are you making a motion that we?
I am. I want to make a motion, but I wanted to talk about something that's private within our committee. But it doesn't look like it's covered.
Yes, there's a way to do
that. We can still talk about it.
There's a way.
But it would have
to
be in a public meeting.
No, there's a way to do that. I know.
But if it would hinder someone's reputation,
that's what I'm thinking. That
then would hinder the reputation of the committee.
Yeah, other than a member of the board.
They mean the select board. We have to talk about our dirty laundry out in public. We do. That's a law.
Who?
Well,
the select board
yes,
does?
We do.
And so do we. I mean,
we're
this,
being naughty. We have to say it in public.
This applies to us also.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't do a non-public for the board.
For the board. Everybody else gets one. Class.
So, like, if Brian has a beef with you.
Yeah. He has to say it at the meeting. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. I mean,
or,
because other than the nasty notes he leaves me.
So it has to do with the board. It has to do with the board, not
even
outside
this board. That's really for the select board more.
So would the does the budget committee fall under that same requirement?
I would assume the 93.
91 or 91, whatever.
Yeah.
91, A3.
I would assume. I don't know.
I'm trying to think. We've never had that at school.
You haven't?
No.
When you're talking about hiring and firing?
Not a lot of strong opinions.
That's too bad.
There's going to be an open spot
you can
in January.
Do it. We just have to just look at the thing and see if you
no,
like.
It doesn't fall into anything like that.
So,
has to be discussed in a public meeting.
No, I don't think it does. But we just don't know how to get around it. You don't know how to get around it. Let me Google it. But go ahead, you can keep going.
You don't think it would... It would. It says...
I'm thinking it might be C.
Someone...
Is C the... Is C the one? If,
that's the one. Of the, yeah, matters which if discussed in public would likely affect adversely the reputation of any person other than a member of the board.
Well, that's
right.
Not right.
I'm thinking that...
Unless such person
sensitive.
Requests an open meeting.
Yeah, we're not disciplining anybody.
Well, if you're
no,
going
we're
to
not,
talk
I'm not
about
asking
you guys,
to discipline
alcohol,
somebody.
You can talk about me.
Oh, no, we talk about you and Paula.
What do you mean?
Carla,
you're with us. You're with us all the time.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with the
budget? You're the whipping post.
Is it something to do with
the
budget?
You're the whipping
budget committee.
Yeah.
Budget committee?
I'd say just go with it.
Can you just say, like, can you not say...
We use that one all the time.
We do. We use 90.
Like, I feel a general consensus of blah, 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 or I feel, like, from the board.
So
or,
it would definitely be C, if we're talking about this group.
It would be C. It would fall under C.
Yeah, I would think
no, because it has to be other than a member of the board.
I don't think,
not specifically
I don't think I think they mean select board, not the budget committee. We're not a board.
We're not a board. We're a committee.
Yeah. I think C is probably
specific statutory reason cited as foundation for the non-public session.
So what happens if we go into non-public under C and
somebody going to sue us?
Yeah.
You may have to make it public, that's all.
Yeah.
I got to take notes anyway. So
that?
Yeah, but you put those separate.
Right, well, those would be separate, so if someone complains in legal, you have to
so,
seal them.
So, in for
yeah,
school, we have to specifically
vote
that these minutes are sealed.
Yeah. Yes.
You can have them not sealed, which would mean at the next meeting when we have minutes, they would be presented to the public.
Not necessarily, unless somebody picks up on it. And people don't.
Well, that's kind of sneaky.
No, people don't pick up on when we don't seal our non-public.
But if we're going to have a non-public,
we have to seal one.
Yeah, you have to. So what I'm saying is, if we go into non-public and we talk about it, and we as a group decide that these minutes really shouldn't be sealed, then we don't seal them.
Yeah, hey, we can
do
that.
We
can do
go
that
back to a public.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
If you
want.
You can't seal them in a non-public.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't seal them in a non-public.
So when you come out,
when we come back out, you can seal.
So you'd have to open it as public right afterwards and say
yeah,
seal it?
Yeah, because then you would adjourn your meeting.
Yeah. Seal them or not seal them, but yeah.
Yeah. So you wanted to use that one?
I would like to. As long as it's within legal guidelines, I would
And if it's not, we'll just take it out.
Make it public.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's, let me...
I think we need a roll call to vote.
Yeah, I think we need to roll call to vote if we're going to go to into
so
a non-public.
So Brenda makes a motion that we go into non-public, versus
under
RSA 91C?
A3-2C.
You do motion to go into non-public.
We make the motion, but I don't remember.
We all have to
yes
vote
no.
in favor?
Mm-hmm.
We always vote in favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what it is.
Yeah, correct. It's hard to say I don't agree because you don't know
and
what it is.
And we can always open it up and send it out.
And
to
then
the
afterwards, you can say
yeah.
that we shouldn't have been non-public
yeah, might not
and vote to
that.
Unseal
okay.
the minutes.
Well, I have
right?
Kala, go take some cough medicine. Go home.
I got a lot of medicine to take.
I know. I think you took some.
It'd be a martini, wouldn't it?
So what's the consensus? We're going to go to a non-public?
I yes.
Do we need a second for that motion?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, Stephanie seconds. All in favor of going to a non-public?
So I'm her ride.